Down in the dugout today on the Warbirds Baseball Network, wrapping up this opening homestand, and we're excited to visit with Warbirds team president Joe Rusciutti this afternoon. Joe, great to see you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be with you.
Joe, this is for you been a long process to get from, I'm sure, the vision of laying this all out to now seeing fans at the ballpark for the first time this week. What's it been like for you from an emotional standpoint and just to see this come to fruition?
It really has been incredible to see it come to life. It's funny. I think back, December of 2024, when I got on board and we were trying to envision, like, what was this experience going to be? And to see it, all these months later, actually come to life has been an incredible experience. We started from a perspective that, from a fan experience perspective, how do we make this the best fan experience there is in Eastern North Carolina? And we started out with a best-in-class model. And then we just kind of reverse-engineered from that. How do we build a fan experience that is reflective of our respect that they're giving us their time and they're spending 3 or 4 hours with us on a night during the summer? And we need to be good stewards of that time. And we wanted to build a fan experience that reflected our appreciation for their trust in us.
To that end, you talk a lot about fan experience, and there are certain core principles of the ballpark when you were laying out the ballpark, constructing the ballpark, that you did with the fans in mind, right?
Yeah. One of the more notable ones is, as fans walk around the concourse, they'll see lots of food ports and beer ports, and they'll see a grab and go. And all of that is for to increase the availability of products around the ballpark so that people don't have to wait online. If I just want a Pepsi, I can just stop at a grab and go and just grab it. Or if I just want a funnel cake, there's a port on the concourse where I could just stop and grab something. And the idea was to have as many points of sale on the concourse so that people didn't have to wait on a line. We had 4,000 people in the park the other day for opening day, but there weren't lines. Yeah. Because we had a lot of points of sale around the concourse that enabled people to not have to all go to one spot if they just wanted to grab a little something to eat.
Yeah, I would like to point out that obviously we're a little disappointed no fireworks here on the opening homestand, but want to reassure all the fans that there will be those postgame fireworks shows made up later in the season.
Yeah, it's funny. In minor league baseball, fireworks are just such a staple.
Sure.
There's a reason why Disney does them 365 days a year. So we were very disappointed that, of course, the burn ban was going to affect us as it did all of our friends in the business. But obviously the risks are too high and we decided that not only would we, postpone those games, but exactly that. We're not canceling the games, mm-hmm. The fireworks. We're postponing them. So we will add those firework nights to games later in the season, as soon as we know we're clear of the ban. And then we'll honor tickets for folks who had tickets to a night that was impacted by fireworks. If somebody wants to come on back, they're welcome to come on back as our guests on that night. All you have to do is have your ticket that was for the night that was impacted, and then come back as our guests on that night and enjoy the fireworks that you expected to get on those games.
Well, I'll leave you with a couple of thoughts. We talk about the fan experience, and I'm curious, as you walk around the concourse, this first home stand, what are some of the biggest things that you've heard from people who have visited with us for the first time?
There were two that really, really stood out, two comments, among a lot, but two really stood out. My favorite was a gentleman who was born and raised in Wilson, and he was just looking out on opening day over the concourse, and I stopped to chat with him, and he just said, "It's like a spaceship landed in Wilson." And I thought it was the greatest compliment and kind of a testament to just what a great facility it is and just what a great experience it is. And then the second, and I've heard this from a bunch of folks, that would say, "I can't believe this is your first, second, third, fourth game," because I've heard it literally every night, and people have said, "It's like you guys have been here forever. It's like you've been doing this all along." And I think that's a wonderful testament to a good group of people in the Warbirds organization who all worked really, really hard over the last year and a half to make sure that that experience that fans had when they joined us on opening day or the following games was reflective of all of the care that they put into making sure that that fan experience was best in class. And I think they certainly delivered on that, and we're glad to be able to put out a wonderful experience for the fans and for the community.
As I let you go, we still have 60 more of these throughout the course of the summer. Curious what you want to leave our listeners with this afternoon.
Yeah, I think the more pressing theme is, this isn't just about a minor league baseball game. This is a place where you can come with your friends, your family, your colleagues, and just have a place to come and be a community. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a baseball fan or not, this is a place where people can just come and enjoy 3-hour reprieve from the real world, whatever it is that you're wrestling with, work, home, health. Everybody's got their challenges. To be able to have a place where you can go and forget about life for a little bit and be a community and connect as a community is just such a wonderful gift to be able to bring that to people. So I encourage everybody, if you have not been to the ballpark yet, or even if you have, come and join us. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. You're going to laugh. Your diet's going to go right out the window for a couple hours, and that's okay. Whatever it is you're wrestling with will be there later on when you come on out. But come and join us. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your colleagues. Just come on and have a great time. It's a blessing to be able to bring that to a community, and we look forward to welcoming everybody.
Joe, thanks for the time as always, and best of luck for the rest of the summer.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Joe Bisciuti, Warbirds team president. More coming up after this on the Warbirds Baseball Network.